smells like a bunch of farts got in a fight.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Two guys, same night, same joke.
Chinese New Year, and it's the year of the rat. Year of the rat. I am so stupid, I am still writing Year of the Pig on my checks.
Anyway, the Chinese zodiac, today we are in the Year of the Rat, which kind of snuck up on me because I'm still writing Year of the Pig and all my checks. But I...
Now you got to know that that's Letterman's joke. The Don and Mike Show. Right?
They haven't killed anybody yet. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Suck on that, losers.
That's his thing.
Woo!
I guess it's all right to steal if you know.
They have so many sources on those shows. I mean, they get guys that send them material. They have a staff of writers. And I would imagine that if they're taping it whatever time, they're kind of taping it at the same time.
But not to sound like that lady used to live in Letterman's closet. He kind of does do the same joke every year.
Yes. Does he do that joke every year?
It's almost a tradition.
Really?
That Letterman does that joke. Are you doing a scratch-off lottery?
No. I'm gently rubbing the stone here on the paper.
Mike's rubbing the stone. That's all you need to know right now.
I'm rubbing the stone.
Mike's rubbing the stone as we speak.
Polishing the rock.
Mm-hmm. And I'm turning Japanese.
In the middle of the show.
I'm turning Japanese at the same time.
Letterman does the same joke for the Hebrew New Year with their number. Like when he says it's year 5829,
yeah.
And he's still writing 5828 on his.
It's a classic joke.
He uses it twice a year.
So are we to think that Craig Ferguson is guilty as charged, that this is a Craig Ferguson writer's staff error? I mean, are they back with him? Obviously, he's had the same writer since.
And Letterman owns Craig.
And may have supplied the writer who wrote that joke originally.
Or do you think perhaps that it just subconsciously one of these writers spewed that thing out and it was an oversight? Yeah, I think that's probably what happened.
It's just something funny. Yeah. That's all. They both used the same dumb joke.
Yeah.
Joe.
Funny to some people.
That was Joe.
That was funny.
Is Joe calling us or are we calling Joe?
Joe
is very punctual. I don't know if you noticed during the commercial break. Joe was extremely punctual getting out there.
He dashed out
and like we were coming back from commercials. I think he'd just gotten in his car.
Well, I don't want to stop you from filling and drawing in all of the big capital letters on the newspaper in front
what
of
are
you.
I've been doing this for 20. What is the deal today? What is the problem?
Don't get uptight.
I've done this for 20 years.
Really, you don't sit there. Well, first you were like you were doing a scratch.
Well, you know what it is? I'll tell you exactly what it is. Right. I changed my body position. That's how fickle this whole thing is. How fragile this whole thing is. I'll go back to my original body position here. I have done this for 20 years. I might have a little something over here, and I'm going like this the whole time. But when I sat up, for some reason, you took notice of it. And then when I was like doodling with the pen, you took notice of it.
You're right. It's because of vision. I can't normally where you are. Like
now you don't even know I'm in the room. You see, now I'm back here, and it doesn't.
Are you kidding? I'm looking right at you. What do you mean I don't know?
I'm saying you're not going to notice all the stuff that I'm doing.
Hey, where's Mike?
You know? Really?
Okay.
Oh, God.
I've just never noticed you coloring in the letters in the newspaper.
I've done it for 20 years.
Huh. Well, you must have been bored for 20 years because that's how I read that is if you're sitting doing a radio
Wait,
show.
Do you mean that's how you're processing this, that I'm filling in letters because I'm bored?
How would you? We're sitting here and I happen to be talking and you're listening. And as you're listening, you're looking at the big giant D in your newspaper and you're just going like this.
Hey.
The letter D. Mm-hmm. Just coloring it in like that.
Right.
Coloring it in like that.
I'm just doodling.
Creative energy.
Right. Mm-hmm. I'm just doodling over here. Okay. But I've done that. I can actually concentrate.
Okay. Well, I've never noticed it. Obviously, it's my problem. My apologies.
Okay.
Joe. Our man, Joe. Now, I'm in the room. I can see you doing that with your arms, Mike.
Waving his arms like a monkey.
I'm right here. No matter how far back you move, I can still see you. and I get a pretty good look at your play area over there.
Uh-huh. The rocks and the newspaper.
Do we have his newspaper from yesterday?
It's in the press, I'm sure.
I would bet you a six-pack of anything that you did not doodle into any of the giant letters on your newspaper yesterday.
Did I say I do it every day?
Yeah.
Maybe not on every day. Said I've been doing it for 20 years, but I don't do it every day.
20 years. And now your sunglasses are
Here's all of yesterday's newspaper. Look at this, Mike.
Creative energy spilling out is what it is.
He didn't doodle anything. Oh, except look right here where it's written real big. I hate Don. No, there's nothing doodled in yesterday's paper.
I doodle occasionally on the on the newspaper.
Why do you have your sunglasses
not every
on
day.
Now? Why do you have them on now? And why are you looking at your phone? Is someone texting you?
No. No.
Sure.
Why then?
Did you vote today? We did.
Right.
And now it's time for a Don and Mike instant poll.
Mm-hmm.
Mike, of course, is playing the version of the game where you draw a picture.
Pictionary. No, I don't. I normally don't do the like that.
Making election notes.
What are you drawing? What did you
breasts,
draw?
Breasts. Women's breasts, of course. Lovely women's breasts.
Can I see?
Yes.
I like your pictures.
There they are. They're not that good.
With us, like Rosie O'Donnell's breasts?
Yes. I was trying to draw the vagine also. And it did not come out right because I'm self-conscious now.
Practice.
Old school vagine.
Vagine. Yes, that's definitely circa 1972 vagine.
Those are kind of old school boobs as well.
Yeah.
You're a more talented artist than that.
I'll do better.
I mean, I've seen your scratch work before.
I know. Under fire.
Pressure under fire. These are some of the things I look for in the young MD.
All right, so it's time for a Don and Mike Show instant poll, an instant result exit poll. Let's call Joe.
Calling Joe Ardinger.
Our correspondent.
With his exit poll questions. We'll find out.
He's at a polling place.
Hope he's there by now.
Nobody polls an exit.
And hopefully we'll be able to predict a winner here.
Guaranteed.
How many people are we going to base this exit poll on? Our sample survey will be what, 5, 6 people?
I hope at least 10.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Hello?
Hello?
This is Election Central.
How you doing, Joe?
I'm good. I'm in traffic.
Just waiting for the light to change, Don.
You got a late start.
No, it was 2 miles away, Robbie.
That's all it is.
Hold your phone out the window and see who honks.
He's going to play an impromptu version of Honk for Cash.
How long till you think you're there, Joe?
I'll be at the drive-thru in just a few minutes.
How far are you from the place? Any idea?
Not far at all. It's just that it's icy out here,
what?
Guys.
Icy, guys.
And so, I mean, everybody's going like 5 miles an hour.
So, this fits right into our News Central. Are you doing a weather report now, or we've got some icing? Are icing conditions happening as we speak?
Let's talk to meteorologist Joe Ardinger.
Yes, bridges and ramps freeze before roads.
Is it really icy on the roads?
It's not.
Surprised you didn't know that.
Come on, Joe, it's not really icy, is it?
Yeah, it is. It's actually, there's some sleet, a little bit of hail, and rain.
Well, come on, you giant pussy. Do you think you can somehow
manage? Your hotline's ringing.
Yeah, I'll be there.
Hold on a second. Hold on.
Probably something important.
It's Rob.
I thought so. That's why I mentioned it.
Hi, Rob.
Hi, it's Copper Gold. I'm out here on the weather terrace.
Hi, Robbie. How is it outside?
There is mild precip. There is some ice on the metal railing, but I'm not feeling any on the sidewalk or on the roads.
So, Topper, you don't think that the icing is taking place on the pavement?
No, unless you're driving on a handrail, I think you're going to be okay.
Very good.
Well, then what would you say to our Action News reporter who's less than 2 miles away and claims...
Our chief political correspondent.
Yes.
Joe Bernstein?
Yeah, and he claims that that it's an ice storm where he is.
Well, you know, this the rain snow line, guys, it all depends. It might be right on Montrose Road.
Where are you at, Robbie?
I'm out in front.
Inside
right by the front door.
Front
look
door.
Out the window behind you.
Press your nose against the glass.
Oh, there he is.
Hi. Okay.
And Joe, what road are you on now?
Here's Joe. Hi, Joe.
I am on Old Georgetown Pike about to make a U-turn.
Why?
Is that a scheduled U-turn?
Yes, I'm going to the school. I have to make a U-turn here.
Very good. What's your ETA?
What?
How's the ice storm?
Oh, it's really bad.
Rob was just outside. And, well,
I'm back from the weather terrace.
Rob, you can put your phone down. I got you
How's
on the
that?
Microphone.
Hi, Rob.
Oh, hi, Mike, Don. Buzz, how
hi.
Are you?
Hi, Rob was just outside. He says the weather's fine.
Well, he didn't walk down the steps, did he?
No, it's 65 and sunny
that would
here.
That would be too much effort, wouldn't it?
Joe wants you to walk down the steps.
Did you just walk? You just did walk down the steps, didn't you?
I was on the sidewalk out front. I don't need to walk on the steps to tell you how the sidewalk is.
That's right, or else you'd fall and bust your ass.
Were the sidewalks slippery, Joe?
Yes, they were. It took me 15 minutes just to get down the steps.
Oh, come on.
You see what he's doing here? He's coloring the truth.
He's conjuring.
He is.
All right. Well, listen, Tom.
I'll call you in just a few minutes. I just got to make this U-turn, and I'm on my way.
All right, Tom Gavin. We'll talk to you soon.
Okay, guys.
All right, bye-bye.
Watch out for the ice.
And, you know, you can't make that U-turn with the phone in your hand.
No, you can't.
And God forbid someone slips a stick of gum into your mouth, too.
I think he has a manual transmission, so he needs his hand.
Hi there.
On ice.
Don and Mike show. Oops. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Yes. I'm calling as a first-time voter to speak with Don and Mike.
As a first-time voter?
Oh. Yes.
Okay. How old are you?
That's good.
18.
Oh, right, wow. On. Congratulations.
Yeah. Right on. How are your pubes? How is your voting?
I voted for Mike Huckabee.
And welcome to the system.
Yes, thank you.
And why did you vote for Governor Huckabee?
Because I figured we need change, and nothing says change more than a former Baptist minister.
Now that you're 18, are you going to buy cigarettes?
No.
Too bad you can't buy a drink, huh?
Huh?
Bet you wish you could buy a beer tonight.
Have you enjoyed intercourse, son?
Who am I talking to?
You're talking to the Don and Mike show.
All of us.
This is Sean.
And
Hannity.
I must say, for an 18-year-old first-time voter, you both talk and think like someone much older.
Have you got your knob polished yet, son?
Sure, yeah.
No, come on, really. Very important. You must have sex before you vote.
I think we're all right.
I mean, not right before you vote, but you must experience that before the other. Otherwise, your mind is clouded, son.
Fuck, that's why the ladies were there.
You won't vote effectively.
No, I think I'm all right.
Have you experimented with drugs, son?
What?
Have you experimented with drugs?
No.
Are you a senior in high school or have you graduated?
No, I'm a senior in high school.
Where?
St. John's in Washington, D.C.
Good Catholic school?
The Fighting Pedophiles.
Yes. No, not a pedophile.
Are you a nerd or a jock?
A little bit of both.
Dude, I got to ask you something. What the frig is an 18-year-old kid doing voting for Mike Huckabee?
I don't know. I guess I'm a little bit against the norm, I guess you could say.
Yeah. How about your classmates? Are you in the majority or the minority with your classmates?
What, in terms of race or voting?
I tell you, you got all the earmarks of a Huckabee supporter, that's for sure.
Hey, tell me something. I hear about these girls in high school now that oral to them isn't sex.
Yeah, why don't you comment on that? Is that true?
Yeah.
Yeah, wow.
All right.
Boy, oh boy.
Have you experienced that?
Sure.
Now you say sure like you're just saying that to humor us.
Don't lie to us.
Placating us.
Well, I'm going to stick with yes.
You know what that means? I'm sorry, son. You're the 18-year-old virgin. That's okay.
There's no problem with holding on for that special woman.
It's just you probably would have had a clearer mind if that 18 years of pressure would have been let go. That's probably why you voted for Huckabee.
Think about Huckabee.
You really might have pulled the lever for any of the other three candidates if you had been able to clean the pipes.
He pulls the lever.
Uh-huh.
What's your name, son? What's your first name?
My name's Spencer.
Spencer, congratulations on not sinning against God and remaining pure.
Yeah, all right.
Attaboy, Spencer.
Spencer, you are my gift.
All right, take care.
Take care. And Governor Huckabee thanks you, and enjoy your weekend of squirrel eating.
Are you going to say he's for hire?
Let me know if you're for hire.
Spencer gives Spencer for hire.
Best place to buy a lava lamp, Don.
Joe's still not there. Hello, Don and Mike show.
You know, if Spencer here, if Joe, someday Spencer was to decide to go into a three-way with Joe and his wife, it would be Joe and Spencer and Tracy.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hi, Don and Mike.
Horrible.
I was just calling to complain because
I'm doodling today.
You're calling to complain about what?
I was calling to complain because the web stream is down, but I know that's not your department.
That's right. Take it up to the fat man. Take it all the way up to
George Steinbrenner.
George Steinbrenner. Who is it said that, Mike?
Goose Gossage, Don. Hall of Fame pitcher Goose Gossage.
Hey, what is your take on this? Andy Pettit refuses now to testify in open court, and the reason has to be because he's telling the truth about Clemens, right?
I believe that the speculation is that he has implicated Clemens in his deposition, and now he doesn't want to go to the bottom line is they don't need Andy Pettit as far as testifying in front of Congress, right. And Clemens is going to really get it.
Yep. And so, we do have breaking news. Where are you at, Joe?
I'm at the school.
Oh, what?
I'm at the school.
Great. Are you ready to start the polling?
Yes, I am.
All right. Do you have?
I'm reading my aviso before I do.
All right. Do you have your CBS microphone flag?
Yes, I do.
All right, remember, no deviating from the script, please.
Right. Let me see. I see a guy. He's walking out right now.
There you go.
Very good. Here's our first.
Excuse me, sir.
Go ahead.
My name is Joe Ardinger from CBS Radio. Would you like to participate in our live on-the-air instant result exit poll? Step over here. You got to step past the flag. All right. Who did you vote for and why?
I voted for Bud Burbank. I wrote him in because he's the smartest man I've ever heard of.
Joe, of all the people, you got to find one guy listening to the show.
You got a listener.
Joe.
Thank you for your time.
Joe.
It's not too late for
I enjoyed
Ryan.
That, though. I really did.
Do you have a message for Amy Winehouse? I wish she'd put a tattoo of me on her arm as well.
Come on, Joe.
Thank you for your time.
Joe, I know it's impossible. We're so popular. Find someone who's not listening to the show.
That was fun.
Excuse me, sir. My name is Joe Ardinger from CBS Radio. Would you like to participate in our live on-the-air instant result exit poll?
Would I like to be with an exit poll? Sure. Why not?
There you go.
All right. Who did you vote for and why?
I voted for president, or Chris Van Hollen for representative, but I voted for Hillary Clinton. Why? Because I don't want an immediate pull out of troops from Iraq.
I thought he was going to say
a little
black.
Sense of how things work in Washington.
It sounded like he was going.
Do you feel that steroids are giving Mike Huckabee an unfair advantage?
Have you been here before?
Do you have a message for Amy Winehouse?
I do not.
Thank you for your time.
Hey, he's getting big laughs out there.
Very nice, Joe. Now find somebody else, please.
Make it voters smile.
All right.
Is it crowded out there?
It's not crowded, but it's busy. Excuse me, ma'am.
Steady, man.
I am George. You're from CBS Radio. Would you like to participate in our live on-the-air instant result exit poll? No, thanks.
Not even that handsome CBS logo can lure her, huh, Joe?
And Joe looks particularly dressed up today.
Hey. Anyway, I was saying it's not busy, but it's consistent.
Homeless Joe today is what it is, right?
Excuse me, ma'am. I am Joe Ardinger from CBS Radio. Would you like to participate in our live on-the-air instant result exit poll?
I am a good boy.
Who did you vote for and why?
I voted for Hillary Clinton just because I support her and I think that she has the necessary experience to bring about change in our nation.
Do you feel that steroids are giving Mike Huckabee an unfair advantage?
You know, I think that Mike Huckabee might possibly be guilty of using those steroids, and they might be giving him an unfair advantage. Yes.
Do you have a message for Amy Winehouse?
Congratulations on the Grammys, and you might want to go to rehab. So.
Thank you for your time.
Good answers. An informed voter. That's right. A very informed voter.
Joe, we'll call you back. We got a break.
Okay.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Hey, we're almost ready to call a winner, Don.
It's too early to call, Mike, but with 3% of the precincts in right now, Hillary is the runaway winner.
Hillary has a 100% lead over Barack Obama right now. I'm sorry. Hillary has 90%, and Mike Huckabee has 10%.
And what does Buzz have?
Wait,
these are just coming in here. Let me check on the screen here. All right, Hillary has 80%, and both Mike Huckabee and Buzz Burbank have 10% of the vote.
10% each.
Right.
With 3 votes counted, or 4 votes counted.
And Buzz Burbank is off to an amazing start with upscale white male voters.
Nobody expected it.
That's right, with a sense of humor. Mm-hmm.
And Buzz also seems to be scoring well with women with French nail.
And it seems to me that Mike Huckabee is doing very well with college-age virgins.
Name Spencer
for hire.
No, Kelly Clarkson! All right, more of our erection coverage when we come right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.